Good evening. This is Akashvani, and I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India welcomes a summit between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, says their leadership in pursuit of peace highly commendable. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds meeting with his South Korean counterpart Cho Hyun to deepen bilateral cooperation. Incessant heavy rain throws life out of gear in Mumbai and various parts of Maharashtra. Shri Krishna Janmashtami being celebrated with great enthusiasm and religious fervour across the country. India to host biggest international winter sports event for the first time next week in Dehradun. And Indian squash player Anahat Singh enters final of the NSW Bega Open 2025 in Australia. India today welcomed the summit between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, calling their leadership in the pursuit of peace highly commendable. In a statement, India's Ministry of External Affairs praised the progress made in the talks and reiterated that dialogue and diplomacy remain the only path forward. The ministry added that the whole world is looking for an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. A report.
US President Donald Trump suggested today that Ukraine consider a deal with Russia to end the war, citing Russia's considerable power. His comments followed a nearly three-hour meeting with President Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday, the first US-Russia summit since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Trump also indicated that both leaders agreed direct peace negotiations rather than a ceasefire were the best path forward, signaling a shift from Ukraine and its allies' prior position. Putin expressed hope that the discussions would bring them closer to peace in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stated he would meet Trump in Washington on Monday and that Trump had briefed him on the summit's key outcomes during a phone call as the US President returned from Alaska. Shagun Chopra, Akashvani News.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a bilateral meeting with his South Korean counterpart Cho Hyun in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the two leaders engaged in productive discussions aimed at advancing bilateral cooperation in areas including trade, manufacturing, maritime, and people-to-people exchanges. He said they also explored new opportunities in emerging sectors, including artificial intelligence, semiconductors, clean energy, and defense. The minister noted that they also exchanged views on the Indo-Pacific region and current global developments. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar expressed appreciation for the deepening convergences and expanding engagement between the two countries as they mark the 10th anniversary of their special strategic partnership.
The value we attach to the relationship. Let me also take the opportunity to extend our greetings to you for the National Liberation Day of Korea. And your visit, I think, in many ways comes at a very important time. It's the 10th anniversary of our special strategic partnership.
Speaking to media, Foreign Minister of the Republic of Korea, Cho Hyun, said his country is very stern and firm on the issue of terrorism.
We are very stern, firm on this issue. We are strongly against any terrorism or terrorist attack on any country, on any people. We stand by the Indian government and Indian people.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today received a call from Foreign Secretary of the UK, David Lammy. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the discussions covered the recent Ukraine developments and other issues. Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India from Monday. He is visiting India at the invitation of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During the visit, the Chinese Foreign Minister will hold the 24th round of the Special Representative's talks on the India-China boundary question with India's Special Representative, Mr. Doval. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for their wishes on India's 79th Independence Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that the friendship between India and Israel continues to flourish and both the countries strengthen and deepen their relationship, bringing peace, development as well as security to the people. Wishing Ukraine a future marked by peace, progress and prosperity, the Prime Minister added that India values the joint commitment to forging even closer ties between India and Ukraine. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi tomorrow. These projects include the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and the Urban Extension Road 2. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said the projects have been developed under the government's comprehensive plan to decongest the national capital, with the objective of greatly improving connectivity, cutting travel time and reducing traffic in Delhi and its surrounding areas. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha spoke to senior officials today and reviewed the ongoing rescue and relief operations in Chashoti, Kishtwar, following the devastating flash floods. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that in a social media post, the LG assured that all damaged homes will be reconstructed and directed officials to ensure immediate relief and uninterrupted supply of essential items to affected families. The LG emphasized swift action and full support to those impacted by the tragedy. Rescue efforts continue in the area with the Army, NDRF, SDRF and local administration working round the clock to locate the missing and provide aid to survivors. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert over parts of Telangana, Maharashtra, Gujarat and Goa today due to extremely heavy falls. IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat and South Vidarbha today and over Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra during the next 3 days. The weather agency has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Karnataka, Telangana, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Mahe, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam during the next 2 to 3 days. In Mumbai, incessant heavy rains since last night have thrown life out of gear. The downpour has resulted in at least 2 deaths after a landslide struck a house in the wee hours today. More from our correspondent.
According to the India Meteorological Department, the Santa Cruz Observatory recorded a massive 244 millimeters of rain in the 24 hours ending at 8:30 a.m. today, marking the highest single-day August rainfall in the last 5 years. Meanwhile, the Colaba Observatory recorded 83 millimeters of rainfall during the same period. Most parts of the city witnessed continuous rains even throughout the day. The intense rainfall has caused widespread waterlogging, leading to traffic snarls and disruptions to daily life across Mumbai. The suburban trains are running with a minor delay. Despite heavy rainfall, the Dahi Handi celebrations were held at various locations in the city with traditional fervor and excitement on the occasion of Krishna Janmashtami. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis attended multiple Dahi Handi celebrations across Mumbai and Thane. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The India Meteorological Department has predicted very heavy rainfall in Kerala and issued an orange alert for 5 districts, Idukki, Ernakulam, Thrissur, Kannur and Kasaragod today. A yellow alert has been issued for all other districts. The orange alert will continue in Kannur and Kasaragod for the next 2 days. Considering the rough weather conditions, fishing activities have been banned along the Kerala-Karnataka-Lakshadweep coasts until the 18th of this month. Strong winds with speeds of 40 to 50 kilometers per hour are also expected across the state. The festival of Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated across the country today. Devotees are thronging temples to offer prayers.
Shri Krishna Govind Hare Murare, He Nath Narayan Vasudeva, He Nath Narayan Vasudeva.
Thousands of temples across the country have been decorated with flowers and chakis are on display, as is the tradition. In Uttar Pradesh, Mathura, the birthplace of Shri Krishna, is witnessing the colors of devotion, faith and joy. More from our correspondent.
In Uttar Pradesh, the streets of Mathura and Vrindavan are filled with devotees on the birth anniversary of Lord Krishna. Slogans of Nand Ke Anand Bhayo, Jai Kanhaiya Lal Ki are echoing everywhere. A member of Krishna Janmasthan Seva Sansthan, Gopeshwar Nath Chaturvedi said that Janmasthan event will start at 11 p.m. and Prakatyotsav will be held at 12 midnight. The temple will remain open for darshan till 2 a.m. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also reached Mathura in the afternoon and offered prayers at Sri Krishna Janmabhoomi temple. During his visit, he reiterated his resolve to preserve the cultural and spiritual heritage of Mathura and Vrindavan. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
In Delhi, temples and households are glowing with light, colors and the spirit of devotion. More from our correspondent.
Devotees in large number are gathering to celebrate this grand festival. Celebrations are being held at Birla Temple in New Delhi, ISKCON Temple in East of Kailash, Punjabi Bagh, ISKCON Dwarkadhish Temple in Dwarka, and Chhatarpur Temple in South Delhi. 501 dishes are being prepared in Punjabi Bagh to be offered to Lord Krishna on the occasion. These joyous celebrations engulf India as Hindus across the nation embrace a vibrant mix of traditions. Shivang for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Manipur, Krishna Janmashtami is being celebrated across the state, marking the birthday celebration for Lord Krishna. The main celebration is being held at Sri Sri Govindaji Temple and ISKCON Mandir, both located in Imphal. Besides, celebration was held at Gopinath Mandir in Bishnupur district in a grand manner. In neighbouring Bangladesh, devotees, especially in Dhaka, took part in processions, prayers and devotional events to honour Lord Krishna's birth. The Mahanagar Sarbajanin Pujo Committee hosted central celebrations at Dhakeshwari National Temple, featuring prayers, Gita Jogo, and a procession in the afternoon. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to all countrymen on the occasion of Janmashtami. For the first time, India is going to host the biggest international winter sports event. The Asian Open Short Track Speed Skating Trophy 2025 will be organised from the 20th to the 23rd of August 2025 at the Maharana Pratap Sports College in Raipur, Dehradun. President of ISAI Amitabh Sharma informed that more than 11 Asian countries will participate in this historic competition. These include China, Japan, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Singapore, Thailand, Chinese, Taipei, Vietnam, Malaysia, the Philippines and India. Athletes will showcase their skills in 9 different events, ranging from the 222-meter sprint to the 5,000-meter relay.
पहली बार भारत में ये शॉर्ट ट्रैक की एक एशियन ट्रॉफी का होस्टिंग कर रहे हैं और मेरा ये मानना है कि हम भारत में जो हमारा भतिथि देवो भव जो हमारे संस्कार है उसको मद्देनजर रखते हुए ये काफी अच्छे तरीके से हम जो हैं यहाँ पे जितने भी विदेशी खिलाड़ी आएंगे उनका ध्यान भी रखेंगे और ये बहुत इलेक्ट्रीफाइंग स्पोर्ट होने वाला है.
Indian squash player Anahat Singh has reached the final of the NSW Bega Open 2025 in Australia after a tough win over Egypt's Noor Khafaji in the semi-finals. The 17-year-old from Delhi won 3-2 in a 54-minute battle with scores of 10-12, 11-5, 11-5, 10-12, 11-7. Despite an injury during the match, Anahat showed great determination to outlast Khafaji. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India welcomes summit between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, says their leadership in pursuit of peace highly commendable. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds meeting with his South Korean counterpart Cho Hyun to deepen bilateral cooperation. Incessant heavy rain throws life out of gear in Mumbai and various parts of Maharashtra. Sri Krishna Janmashtami being celebrated with great enthusiasm and religious fervour across the country. India to host biggest international winter sports event for the first time next week in Dehradun. And Indian squash player Anahat Singh enters final of NSW Bega Open 2025 in Australia. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.